Afternoons with Aaron, 3:07. We're going to talk to our latest Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. We're going to give another award away tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have the athlete and their head coach on during the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. But this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, we go to United South Central, where their boys basketball team is having a great season. One of the top teams in their section, also one of the top teams in their half of the Gopher Conference. And before we talk with Zale Bushlack, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, we're going to talk with the head coach of the Rebels, Adam Walker. And coach, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Now, we're going to talk more on the pregame show coming up on Tuesday as we highlight USC boys basketball at Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. So we'll talk more about the team in depth coming up on Tuesday. But I have to get your recap on the game against Hayfield the other night, a team that's ranked in the top 10, two-time defending state champions. Your team oh so close to picking up a big win. Your team loses by two. Adam, give us your thoughts and kind of a review of that game against the Vikings.
Yeah, the boys played their butts off all night long. We got behind a little bit early. Going into halftime, we were down by nine. We hung with them the first 13, 14 minutes of the first half. They built up to a nine-point lead, and I think eventually got up about 14 to start the second half. And we got into full-court pressure and made a run, cut it to one. And we had, like, two or three different chances, down one with the ball. We just couldn't convert or missed a shot or turned it over. A big play late was Isaac Matty, one of the top players in the state. He went coast-to-coast and got a layup and a foul. When they were up one and his free throw put them up four. We came down after timeout. We turned the ball over, and then they ended up going up six. And then Zale hit a three to cut it to three. And then they made a couple free throws, and he hit another one, actually, with 2 or 3 seconds left. We were out of timeouts to cut the lead to two, and that was how the game ended. But our guards did a great job on Ethan Pack and Isaac Matty, actually holding those two to a combined 5 field goals. Isaac Matty had about 11 free throws, I think, is what he finished up with, 16 points. And we held Pack without a three, and I don't remember. I don't know if that's happened in his career in a game where he hadn't made a three-point shot, but he had two field goals, and he ended up with 9 points as they both made free throws down the stretch. So it was tough to – it's tough to get overcome a lead, but we did a great job, and our guards did a good job on them. But I told the team in the locker room that, the pulse stepping in and helping when they got around our guards was key, just as big. So it was a great team effort. We just came up a little short. We've had a couple of those moral victories this year already, so we're ready to get one. you'll take a two-point loss to Hayfield. We're not going to complain too much, but we'd like to get one of those here at some point, and hopefully it comes in the playoffs or in the section tournament. And now that we've played some of those games, we know what it takes to get the win on those kind of nights.
Adam Walker, head coach of USC boys basketball, talking about a 57-55 loss, a two-point loss to the two-time defending state champions in Hayfield on Monday. Team bounced back with a 73-39 win against WEM on Tuesday. Blooming Prairie is going to be in Wells coming up later tonight for a 7:15 tip-off. And Adam, before we talk about Zale, I just want to get your thoughts when it comes to the Gopher Conference and the section. On your half of the Gopher Conference, is the race kind of down to your team and Maple River? And there's probably other teams that are still involved because there's a lot of basketball. But are those the top two teams right now on your half of the Gopher?
Yeah, we're about, I think we're two games now behind Maple River. We have a couple, like they only have the one conference loss is to Hayfield. Or no, have they lost the conference game? I don't think they've lost a conference game yet. So we're about two or three games behind Maple River right now. And then Janesville is behind us. We beat them once. We play them next Tuesday on the road there. But they're behind us. They have a couple conference losses. Our three losses were to Maple River, Kenyon, and Hayfield. So on our side, the only loss on our half of the conference was to Maple River so far. But like you said, we have a little over a month left. I think we have 10 games left. We still play Medford, Janesville, and Maple River yet one more time. And then New Richland to close out the year. Last game of the year, we play them yet at home. So right now it's kind of a two-team race with Janesville kind of lurking there as well.
Section 2A in your subsection, your team is in a good spot to possibly get a top two seed. It looks like your team and a Mankato Loyola team that I saw play live on Tuesday, and they're a very good team. Does that look like your two teams are battling for the top spot in the subsection?
Right now, yeah, I think there's about three or four teams that are up there. With a lot of season left, almost half the season left to go yet. You have Martin County West there. You have Janesville there. Some teams that I don't know a whole lot about, like Mountain Lake and Springfield, have always had pretty good programs, kind of lurking around as well. So, we're up there with Loyola right now in the section, but a lot can change in a month. Teams playing different teams. Our advantage is that we play a lot of 2A schools. So a win over a 2A school will help our QRF score a little bit more than a win over a 1A school. But that's the key, is you got to win those games. And we're thinking about right now, we're just thinking about Blooming Prairie, and we'll play wherever the cards fall at the end of the year.
USC head boys basketball coach Adam Walker joining us. And let's talk about our Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week. And Zale's a senior, correct? I see that right?
He is, yep.
Zale Bushlack, a guy that leads the team in scoring, rebounds, block shots. Tell us about Zale, and obviously with him being the leading scorer and doing those other things, how much does he mean to your squad?
He means everything. He is. He's been our leader the last, two or three weeks now in scoring, dominating inside. I mean, there's games I feel like a broken record afterwards when I email out to newspapers and talk on the radio. He has been a huge force inside for us, and on occasion he steps out and hits the 3-2. So he's got a great looking jump shot. He's confident right now. He's playing very confident, and when he's confident, we know our team is as well. And Zale's done a great job for us. The night, I think his coming out party, I call it, is the night we played at Maple River. We were shorthanded. Tabor was gone with an illness, and Zale stepped up, had 19 points. Our team scored 31 total, and he held Hayden Niebuhr to 7 points, and that kid just had 48, I think, about a week earlier. He's one of the top players in our conference, and Zale kind of, I get 5 or 6 block shots and did a great job on him. And that night, and since then, it just seems like we've been able to go inside to Zale and count on a bucket darn near every time he touches it. I kind of joke with our players, is our guards are starting to become a little bit standstill around the perimeter when he gets the ball, because we know there's a good possibility of it going into the net.
Adam Walker talking about Zale Bushlack, our Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week. And Adam, we'll talk more on the pregame show coming up on Tuesday when the Rebels are in Janesville for a big conference matchup coming up on Tuesday. All the action right here on Kate. Adam, thank you for the time. We'll talk next week, and I'll have you hand the phone over to Zale.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Zale, are you there?
Yep.
Zale Bushlack, senior for United South Central, this week's Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week. And Zale, congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Now, Zale, let's start with your basketball career. How long have you been playing basketball?
Ever since Little League Community Ed, I got involved really early. As soon as I could pretty much pick up a basketball, I was dribbling around at home. And we had every Sunday in the gym. We had in the winter when it was basketball season, we were in there with the varsity coach, which kind of got me involved early at a young age.
So when you were just a youngster and just starting the dribble, you're already working with the varsity coach at that point in USC or at USC?
Yep, pretty much. I mean, that coach spent a lot of time with us. He had everyone in the gym at a young age.
That's awesome.
Getting a feel for how it is, and he used to have us out at halftime too, just running around the court, playing around while they were in halftime there. So.
Now, Zale, who was the head coach at that time?
Rob Stiemer.
Okay, so we got to give Rob a lot of credit for that. And I'm sure you've seen throughout the years, and you could probably tell this to younger players, to get success on the court, you have to put in the time in the court. You have to be at those Sunday shoot-arounds. You have to, you know, get in the gym whenever you can. I'm assuming that has probably helped you become a better basketball player.
Absolutely. Getting a feel for where you are on the court and what you're doing out there definitely helps you once you put a lot of pressure in big moments in games, you know, just knowing that you can do it and staying poised on the court, level-headed, and knowing that you have the ability to do what you can do.
Now, Zale, how tall are you?
6'3".
6'3". So it sounds like that on any given night, besides being a guy inside in the post, you're able to pop out and shoot threes, and it sounds like a Coach Walker a lot of the times has you matched up with the other team's best offensive guy. Do you like that challenge going out there and, you know, Coach Walker saying, I need you to shut down this guy that could be one of the top players in the conference? Do you like that challenge each night?
Sometimes I get a little nervous, especially going against big guys like Hayden and Jacobson from Hayfield. Just knowing that they are very good inside with their footwork, and they're also, you know, they got a couple inches, and they're just a lot bigger than me. But I like having the challenge, knowing that if I put on a good show, I'll get some recognition for that.
Zale, when it comes to your game, again, you are a senior, but over the years, you know, maybe from youth into your freshman year and now to your senior year, where do you think your game has improved the most? And where would you say your strengths are on the court?
I'd say I improved most going into my junior year. My sophomore year, I didn't play much, and there was also that COVID, so we didn't really have many games. But I'd say my biggest year was that junior year. Walker came in, kind of changed the program a little bit, started winning a couple playoff games. And I'd say my biggest strength on the court is definitely working inside with footwork and being able to catch the defender off guard.
Zale Bushlack, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And again, we're going to have a Zale and his teammates on the air coming up on Tuesday. Now, Zale, besides basketball, what other sports or activities are you involved in?
I shoot trap shooting, and then I also play baseball in the spring.
Basketball your favorite, baseball your favorite, or is it kind of, it depends what season it is?
It depends. Whatever is in season, usually my favorite at the time.
Do you have any plans right now for next year after graduation?
Yeah, I plan to go to North Dakota State College of Science for diesel mechanics, and they have a good basketball program, so I'm thinking I could maybe play there, but I'm not for sure yet.
Zale Bushlack with us here on KATE. And Zale, before I let you go, tell us who your parents are and give us the name of any siblings that you have.
My parents are Chris and Betsy Bushlack, and I have two older brothers, Joe and Ethan Bushlack, and I have a sister, Alex.
Zale Bushlack again, leading the Rebels when it comes to points and rebounds and blocks, doing a great job inside. And before I let you go, it sounds like you're able to pop out and hit threes as well. Now, would you rather be inside battling for a two-point bucket, or would you rather pop out and knock down a three?
I think it depends who's guarding me. Going inside against Jacobson and Niebuhr, it's definitely tough to work to get position when they're playing that physical, so it's always nice that I can step out and hit a three. And, I mean, I'd say three-pointers are way more hype to the crowd. You get a lot more noise, but I don't know. Both are – it's definitely fun to score.
I assume the atmosphere over there in Wells is pretty good. I'm assuming the place was probably pretty packed for that game against Hayfield earlier this week.
Yeah, we had a good student section, especially since our girls' basketball didn't have a game that day, so all the girls' team was there. And I think we're getting a bigger following now, knowing that we're a pretty good team and people like watching good basketball.
Spread the word. USC, Very good team. Gopher Conference, one of the top teams. One of the top teams in their subsection. They are 10-6. They're going to be at home tonight if you're looking for a basketball game against Blooming Prairie at 7:15. And again, on the road at Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton on Tuesday. We'll have that game for you Tuesday right here on KATE. Senior, Zale Bushlack, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Zale, thank you so much for the time. Tell Coach Walker thank you for the time. And we'll see both you guys on Tuesday.
All right, thanks for having me.